Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Mayor, we know she was kidding, but clearly she must be fed up.
Well, she clearly, like every other mayor that preceded her, at some point, we do have issues with the 11 members of the Board of Supervisors. Many of them have a different agenda than the mayor. And usually we mayors arrive at the point where we really do believe we should not have to consult with any other elected official about decisions we make on certain things. The Board of Supervisors are usually made up of applicants for the job the mayor has. And on many occasions, they conduct themselves as if they're already in a campaign. It is really tough. The guy I defeated for the mayor, Frank Jordan, in fact, a majority of the members of that board supported me, a speaker of the House running against an incumbent mayor. And then the day that I won, they became a major problem for me. That's what London is joking about. Maybe not so joking.
Well, one of her points, Mayor Brown, is that the supervisors are hypocrites. That's just what she basically said, that they say one thing, like that they're for affordable housing, but then they vote against it whenever it shows up, that they say they want to do something about homelessness, but when she comes up with a plan, they say, no, not good enough, or they're this or that. What's the story there?
Well, it's obviously the way in which the political war really works, Phil. You really do have to do lots of groundwork to get people to ultimately follow what you may be attempting to do. The guy that had probably the worst relationship with the Board of Supervisors was Newsom. A Mother's Day resolution could not get passed with him as mayor, simply because he indicated he didn't even want to be a member of that board when he was on that board, appointed there by me. He said he was going to quit and run for mayor. And we, of course, told him the day you quit means you no longer have a platform. He quickly tossed himself of that bad idea, and then he continued to be the mayor. He continued to be the opposition, and that's the nature of how the politics work in this crazy, wonderful city.
You know, the mayor did start going after the board about how they didn't grow up in poverty. They are not black. They don't have the trust issues with police. Do you? I mean, is that a road that she should be going down at this point in time right now? Because she, I mean, if you're going to give that kind of pushback, she should expect some pushback.
Let me tell you, she's the mayor. And believe me, her reaction is because there's already been pushback from them on some of the issues that she cares about. It was the same with me. It was a supervisor named Aaron Peskin that spent full time making sure my life was miserable. He's still on that board, being very quiet and very clever.
Sorry, Phil? What?
I said Aaron Peskin standing about 3 feet away from him laughing.
Because Aaron Peskin lives in that area.
He's a supervisor from North Beach, and he just walked down the street and came across his number one adversary.
Oh, well, that's perfect timing. I wish I had a camera.
I didn't realize it was Peskin.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.